So, did it work? Yesterday, President Trump tried to move on from his almost universally condemned press conference with Russia's Vladimir Putin, saying he misspoke when he said, "I don't know why it would be Russia behind the interference of U.S. elections," saying he meant to say, "I don't know why it wouldn't be Russia." But lawmakers in both parties are weighing their options. Let's check in with Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
So we had leaders like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, Republicans, condemning the president's performance Monday, in which he sided with Russia's Putin against U.S. agencies. What is Washington saying about what was a rare admission of a misstep yesterday?
Exceedingly rare. And I think it scrambled some of the traditional politics, but also gotten people back into some typical grooves. There are a lot of Republicans who were very skeptical on Monday. They hear what was said on Tuesday, and now on Wednesday, they're saying, okay, I'm satisfied that the president is in the right place. But let me tell you, he did not fully walk back that statement.
Right.
And I think that is a part that is sticking in the minds of even a lot of Republicans. They're willing to cut the president some benefit of the doubt here, but they are still very skeptical about the overall tone and tenor and the fact that even in seeming to walk back that initial statement, he did say, well, it could have been other people
right.
hacking us in addition to the Russians.
He walked back his walk back. And
yes.
He's tweeting out today defiantly that in the long run, his meeting will be seen as a great success and saying his critics are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. This is a phrase we are starting to hear. Andrew Bacevich, the military analyst, writes about it today. A danger for Democrats, he says, that this is how Trump supporters are characterizing what they say is almost an hysterical, paranoid reaction to Trump. Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, and I think it's not actually an actual medical diagnosis, but there is an episode after episode that it seems to play out the same way, where the president will do or say something that is controversial, and his opponents take it too far. Now, is this one of those? I think there's a lot of outrage to go around in what he said about Russia, and I think it was bipartisan outrage. But it is a playing according to what we've seen many other times. And I think when the president says something, he goes out and there's kind of a half step of an apology and then defiance, and it's almost daring his opponents to dig in some more and to continue attack. We're already seeing more Democrats calling for impeachment. Some of them calling this an episode of treason. All of those things, I do think, play in some way into the president's hands. He knows where his base is, and I think he may have done enough already to just mollify the critics inside of his own party to let it try to pass.
Well, but even House Speaker Paul Ryan said he might be open to more sanctions on Russia. But what about, you know, the fact that others are saying, wait, we don't even know. We saw the press conference. We don't know what happened in the meeting. And the two leaders met for 2 hours with only interpreters present. People like Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire want to bring the president's interpreters before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And it's interesting. We're talking a lot about language this week on the program. But is that likely to happen?
No, I think it's a gimmick on the part of Democrats to call for that. But it gets at a serious point, which is that no one really knows what transpired between the two leaders. I talked to a key Republican senator who's on the Homeland Security Committee. It was very critical of the president just on Monday. He now says, though, the president's entitled to have private conversations with a foreign leader, and that really isn't Congress's business. So I feel like the Republicans are mostly falling back into the sort of line that you'd expect here. I think there's still a lot of questions that were raised by Monday. I don't think we're going to see the interpreter out there, but I do think a lot of people have very valid questions about what the actual message that transpired between Trump and Putin. We'll probably never know.
Well, this morning, Trump tweeted that Russia has agreed to help with North Korea. Yesterday, a Russian military official said they were ready for practical implementation of the agreements reached between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump in the sphere of international security achieved at the Helsinki summit. I mean, there's sort of a wait and see, of course, what that really means, but in that instance, it looks as if the president can say, see, in befriending President Putin, I have helped with North Korea.
Yeah, I think they may have been searching for something as a takeaway from here more than anything else. I'm not clear that there was actually something achieved out of the summit along those lines. But the broader argument that the president puts forward and a lot of his allies is, look, you can't argue that Russia isn't important. It is geostrategically, geopolitically critical to any discussion around national security and foreign policy. And so having that conversation, having the dialogue, moving the ball forward is a good thing. Question of meddling is almost a separate one in their minds. And the president doing his best to kind of straddle that and to keep it in the realm of the political.
ABC News political director Rick Klein, thanks as always.
Thank you.